This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. UAB football fans have lots to celebrate. They won a conference championship this past weekend. They appeared in the coaches' poll, and the Blazers will play a bowl game for the second year in a row, all for a program that was shut down and resurrected only 2 years ago. WBHM's Gigi Duban talks about the Blazers' season with Tom Ehrenberg. He teaches journalism at the University of Alabama and is a former sports editor for the Birmingham News.
This season has been very surprising. When your program gets shut down, it takes a tremendous amount of time. It takes multiple years to fully recover. That UAB has been able to recover so quickly to succeed, not just in bringing back a program, but to win on the field, I am surprised and highly impressed.
Now, Coach Bill Clark has put UAB on the national map for college football. The university just gave him a contract extension and a big raise. He starts at $1.4 million. But successful coaches at small programs are often snapped up by bigger schools. So how long do you think UAB can keep him?
Well, that's a great question. I have no doubt that larger schools are thinking about Bill Clark, maybe talking to Bill Clark. Because what he's done is remarkable, not just on the football field, but off the football field. Bill Clark, I believe, had opportunities to leave when the program got shut down. He did not leave. This is a really good setup for Bill Clark. It might not be a given that he will leave, but it's also clear that despite the investment, the much higher investment than in the past, that UAB has made in Bill, it's fairly clear that other schools can outbid UAB if they want to.
And as much success as he's brought to the team, or that the team has accomplished under his leadership, UAB has, for the entire time, struggled in a state with a football culture that's dominated by Alabama and Auburn. Do you think this is the breakout season for UAB, or will it forever live in the shadow of these bigger and better funded programs?
Well, I think it certainly is a breakout season within the Birmingham community. I think there were parts of the Birmingham community that needed to show more support, or at least UAB needed to earn their support. And I think that has happened. You've got people going to games. You've got people contributing money. You've got people really feeling a sense of community pride created by the football team. I do think to some degree UAB will always be in the shadow of the University of Alabama and Auburn University. I don't know that it needs to be a goal of theirs necessarily to overshadow either of those schools. Mm-hmm. I think they just need to have enough of a base and support in the Birmingham community to continue their progress and continue their success.
And speaking of the national attention, you know, some commentators have suggested that national sports writers haven't really been paying enough attention to UAB. What's your take on that?
Well, I've certainly read a number of stories. Now, maybe it took a while. I do think this was an underrated story that only now some people across the national media are beginning to recognize. This is the turnaround story of the year on a national scale, as far as I'm concerned. The conference championship has drawn some more attention. The bowl game will draw some more attention. I think maybe the national coverage is not completely finished. Maybe Bill Clark's name gets mentioned in reference to some larger job openings. That'll be more publicity for UAB. Yes, it has been under the radar, but not completely.
As we mentioned, Coach Bill Clark just got a contract extension. There's talk of a new stadium planned in downtown Birmingham. What do you think happens if the Blazers aren't able to keep winning in the future?
I don't think UAB is going to be immune to the normal up-and-down cycles of winning and losing, especially if Bill Clark were to leave. My hope would be that even if there's a downturn, the fans will understand what it means to lose their program, to have their program killed. I hope that they would continue. I think that they will continue to support their program, even through the down cycles, so that nothing like that can ever possibly happen again.
That's WBHM's Gigi Duban talking with Tom Ehrenberg, former sports editor at the Birmingham News.